Well, hey everybody, thank you so much for joining me again. Thank you so much for your time. I just want to talk just for a few minutes about Good Friday and the resurrection of our Lord that happened on Sunday. But before we do that, I just want you to imagine that I'm in your driveway and I'm in the Back to the Future car. Okay, Doc, let me borrow it just for this time. You get in, shut the door, and we program the time, and we are going back to where Jesus was being crucified. Okay, we're going boom, 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 and all of a sudden, boom, we go, we're in the distance, we get out of the car, we hide the car in some branches or bushes. Okay, and now we are in the background. Nobody can see us. Okay, we're in the background. And now we are watching firsthand of what Jesus is going through. We're there, and right now we're watching when Judas betrays Jesus. We see that kiss of betrayal, and we see how Jesus just didn't do anything and knew what Judas was up to and just stood there. We see how these people were treating Jesus as he was going to Pilate's court, how they were pulling his beard and mocking him and spitting on him. We see how Peter denied Jesus at that time, and how Peter was so heartbroken of what he did. We see how the crowd wanted Barabbas to be set free instead of Jesus, and how the crowd was chanting, "Crucify him, crucify him." We're now in the distance and in the background of when Jesus was getting scourged. We see the blood. We see his skin coming off his body as the Roman soldiers was just kept hitting him and hitting him and hitting him. We see them laughing. We see how Jesus is reacting right now. We see whenever Jesus is now before Pilate and asking the crowd, what shall I do with him? He's already been beaten, but the crowd just keeps chanting, "Crucify him. We want him dead. We want him to suffer." And we see that the Roman soldiers put a crown of thorns on his head and just shoved it down in there. They put a purple robe on him. Now we're watching how Jesus is made to carry his own cross up to his death. We see this guy helping him named Simon, and how all the people are reacting right now. And whenever they get up to the hill, now we see Jesus lying on the cross. He's opening up his hands willingly. Now we're so intent that we're watching these nails go through his hands. We're watching these nails go through his feet. Now we see him being lifted up to be mocked, to be just seen suffering between two other robbers. We see one robber that mocks him too. If you're the son of, if you're the king of the Jews, if you're such a king, then get yourself down there. But then we see another robber that says, "You know what? You are the Messiah." Then we hear Jesus say, "You know what? Because of your belief, you're going to be with me in paradise." We see the clouds roll in and how darkness covers the land now. We hear Jesus yell out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Then with a loud cry, we hear, "It is finished." And then all of a sudden, Jesus gives up his spirit. We feel this earthquake beneath our feet. And we see that the veil in the holy place gets ripped up in the two, and we see this mass chaos of these Romans that don't know what's going on. We see some Roman centurions saying maybe he was the Christ. Wow. We see a man named Joseph wanting his body to be put in a tomb. And we see the Roman guards guarding his tomb, making sure the disciples don't steal his body. Now we're watching the women go to the tomb the first day of the week. The stone is rolled away. We see the women go in there. There's an angel in there proclaiming that, look, this is where his body lay. He is not here, for he is risen like he said he was. We're watching all this. We see the joy of these women, and they're going to go and tell the disciples what's going on. The disciples run, and they see that the tomb is empty. And now they are excited. They don't know, you know, how to contain themselves. We see Jesus appearing to 500 other people, saying that, you know what, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive. Death has no victory no more. I conquered the grave, and now you can have you can have victory over the grave. We watch all that. We see Jesus gather his disciples around and give the great commission of go and tell everybody in the world about what has happened, what God has done for everybody in this world, in the hope that they can have. And then we see Jesus going into the clouds and disappearing, knowing that he is going to be sitting on the right hand. Now we see all this, and we're going to go find our Back to the Future car. We get in, it starts up, all right, and we're going, and then we explode. Now we're back into 2019. We saw the firsthand look of kind of what Jesus went through. So what does it all mean for us today? That we can have hope in Jesus. Everything that we can have when we die, and even on this earth, comes through him. He's the reason. He's the reason why I have hope whenever I die, that I'm going to be with God forever. It's not because of me. It's not because of the works I've done. It's all because of what God has provided. Man, it's amazing. Just amazing how much God loves us. In Romans 5:8, God says, "For God showed his love towards us, and yet, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And how much love does Jesus have for each one of us? It's not just for a select few. It's for everybody who will respond to him. But each person has their own free will to respond to God. The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that there's none good, not one. There's no righteous one. And that if we would put our faith and trust in Christ, we confess our sins, we kneel before God and ask God to forgive us of our sins, and we give our lives to God because Christ gave his life for us, then he promises that we will be saved. And that's the promise that I put my hope in, millions of Christians put their hope in, and I pray that you would put your hope in it, because Jesus is the only way. God bless. I hope you have a great Easter. Thank you so much for listening again. And let's just praise God for what he's done for us. Amen.